Because to be the bridge, you really got to have something to offer people that will help them understand why the transgender kind of movement is not actually going to help them. And if you don't understand much here, or this is the first time you've really been thinking about this problem, you'd rather avoid it, consider even just reading one book, watching one great YouTube video. The talk we heard on Thursday, the woman is from the Person and Identity Project, which has a website that has tons of resources on it. If you want to be a part of the solution rather than a part of the problem here, consider educating yourself in that way. Even just one video this week. And then also, be very careful about how you speak about this issue. Maybe you're in the habit of talking down about, you know, the rainbow face paint, folks wearing drag, whatever. You know, it's okay to feel angry. It's okay to recognize that there is evil at work here. People are suffering, and it's leading to other people suffering as well. But if you aren't very careful to make sure that your anger does not lead to words or actions that are hateful, then yeah, you're going to be part of the problem. And especially if you have kids, I'm going to say be very careful how you talk about this issue around your children. Because if you do say things that are hateful or do things that are hateful, at best, your kids are going to become a part of the problem by also being hateful. And at worst, if one of your kids is struggling with this issue, you know, basically, if they're going to public school, they're going to be invited to think about this stuff. And if they start to struggle with this issue, if they start to think, maybe I'm transgender, and they think that you hate transgender people, this we know is one of the biggest things that leads kids to do crazy stuff, to try and escape their parents, to try and take advantage of some of the rules in the schools where teachers don't have to tell the parents what's going on in the kid's life because they're being oppressed. That's the worst thing if you're not very careful how you talk about this around your kids. They might think that you hate them. Be very careful to be loving. Be patient. When you talk about this with your kids, to make it clear, we don't hate the person. We hate sin, and we want to bring about a renewal in their life.